This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today. The state's report cards on school and school district success came out earlier this fall. Those performance measures look at areas including student achievement and growth, a school's success in closing performance gaps, and readiness for post-secondary education.
Those report cards showed continued challenges at the largest district in the state, Milwaukee Public Schools. Some 48 MPS schools received failing grades from the state. The district is working to turn fortunes around in some of those schools under a reform program called Commitment Schools.
A report in the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service looked at how one of those schools, Thurston Woods, is implementing changes. Reporter Molly Rippinger joins us now to talk more about the Commitment Schools initiative. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Let's start with a basic question here. What is the Commitment Schools program and how is it funded?
So it's a new initiative by the Milwaukee Public Schools, and it's focused on the underperforming schools in MPS. So this initiative has 14 schools that are distinguished as Commitment Schools. And they are getting $300,000 of federally funded grant money over the next 3 years. And that's going to be used for academic and behavioral interventions.
And did the district identify these particular 14 schools or they had to apply?
They all had to apply. So the 48 underperforming MPS schools, they were given the opportunity to come up with a formal proposal. And then that proposal was presented to a selection committee.
And basically, they looked at how feasible the proposal was and how likely it was to result in some improvement?
Exactly. They were able to come up with their own proposal. So it was things that they felt would be best for their own school environment. So at Thurston Woods, they decided to hire a behavioral intervention teacher.
Well, and so let's talk about that. You visited the Thurston Woods campus. Before we even get into the behavioral intervention teacher, let's talk about what it is about the Commitment School program that makes it such a nice fit for this school.
So Thurston Woods is a K-8 school located at 35th and Florist Ave. And what I saw when I was at Thurston Woods was a very dedicated administration and also teaching staff. They are very committed to the Commitment School program, obviously, because they came up with it and they feel very passionate that it'll help turn them from an underperforming school into a performing school.
Well, and so let's talk about the specifics of their plan.
They decided to hire a behavioral intervention teacher, and her job is to work with students outside of the classroom. And she takes the students into small groups, so it's more conducive to one-on-one learning.
And what are the kinds of things that that this teacher works with the students on?
So it depends on the grade, but they work on mathematics or literacy skills. Part of it could be reteaching. Also times it's just reiterating the skills so the students feel more confident.
Thurston Woods is not the only school receiving these funds. As you say, each school could decide how it wanted to spend the money. Is this a program, the kind of thing that Thurston Woods is doing? Is it being replicated elsewhere in the system?
It is. All of the 14 schools were able to choose how they wanted to use the funds. Other schools are also hiring extra help. Some schools are using the funds for technology improvements. So it just depends on their needs.
Obviously, the money has not been coming in for all that long, but is there a sense for how it's working right now at Thurston Woods or elsewhere?
Well, you're right. They're only about 2 months into the school year, so it's hard to tell. But people are very optimistic inside and outside of the schools. One of the ways that Thurston Woods is trying to determine their success is through MAP testing, which is measures.
This is the 3 times a year testing,
yes,
that the elementary school students get.
And so it's a computer-administered test, and the greatest benefit is that the results are instantaneous. So teachers immediately have a progress reports of sorts that assesses the strengths and weaknesses of their students.
So the thought here is that after working in these more individualized sessions, hopefully the results will be immediately apparent?
Exactly. But and like I said, they're only 2 months in, so we're still trying to see how successful it will be.
You also talked to at least one of the teachers there who has her students go off and work mm-hmm. with this other instructor. What is her take on how it's being felt in the classroom?
She was very appreciative for the behavioral intervention teacher because it allowed her an opportunity to work with the kids in the classroom who aren't going outside. So she felt that it was beneficial for all students.
There's obviously a resource crunch at many MPS schools and perhaps across the district. How does the district view the commitment school's money?
I think any teacher will tell you they could always use more resources. But it's hard to allocate the funds. And I think right now they're trying to start small and administer aid where it's most needed and where it can most show improvement.
Well, and there's a new superintendent in place at MPS. I mean, are there thoughts that they might look or she might look at how these programs that the individual schools are working within a school and say this is maybe something that we ought to institutionalize across the district?
Well, Dr. Driver has been on board with the commitment school program since the very beginning. Even when she was chief innovation officer at MPS, she was a part of the initial discussions about the program. And even as interim superintendent, she showed her support at the school year ring-in that was held at Thurston Woods. So she's been on board from the very get-go, and I think she's very optimistic for how this will help the underperforming schools turn into performing schools.
But you say it's a three-year program, correct?
Yes, it is. So these schools are on board for the three-year program, and their initial proposals were mapped out for those 3 years.
So thoughts that you might go back and revisit Thurston Woods in the months and years to come?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, Molly Rippinger, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Molly Rippinger is a reporter and a public policy forum fellow with the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. She spoke with us about her story on Thurston Woods School and the MPS Commitment Schools program. And you'll find that story itself at WUWM.com/Lake Effect.
Coming up next, the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra is getting ready for its first concert of the season. We'll chat with them and hear some music as well when Lake Effect returns on WUWM right after this.